What's up and welcome to Outside In, a podcast by Dakota Kelly. This podcast is all about conversations surrounding the church and the people that make it up. Our hope is that you are given fresh perspective and that you feel challenged to have your own conversations surrounding the topics you hear about today. Hope you enjoy.
What's up, Outside In family? It is good to be back with you once again. It is episode 19, and we are coming to a conclusion of another season. I haven't officially called it seasons. I started calling it that in the last couple weeks. I should have been better at that from the beginning, but you know, you win some, you lose some, you live and you learn. And you know, I hope that you all are taking confidence, and or maybe you are enjoying this journey as much as I am. This has been such a learning process for me, and I have enjoyed it. There's been some tough parts to it, but I'm excited to be on this journey, and especially with you all. Listen, before we go any further into today's episode, a part of this journey is reaching more people, and so if you're listening to this podcast, before you go any further past this 1 to 2 minute mark of this episode, I just want to challenge you to stop for a second and hit that share button. Share this episode. If you're on Spotify, you can hit the share button. You can share it to your Facebook, Instagram, or if you're on Anchor, you can do the same thing. But a part of this journey is, of course, reaching more people. And so I hope that you partner with me and share this episode to reach more people, or go back and share some of your favorite episodes. It would just do me a huge help. Of course, if you hear anything that is challenging in this week's episode, in episode 19, please contact me in it. Any way possible, let me know what you heard in this episode. But also, if something comes to your mind that you want to hear talked about here, or maybe somebody you want to hear from, please let me know. But of course, share it. Do whatever you got to do to let your friends and family know what's going on here. This week, I want to talk about some exciting things that have been happening in my life, one in particular, and something that it's taught me. I am a senior in college. Praise the Lord. It has been such a long journey. I have been on this college journey for 6 years now, and I began at Columbus Tech, transitioned to Columbus State, and I have been here at CLC, an extension campus of Point University, for we're concluding 3 years in just a few weeks. It has been a long journey, and it's been a tough journey. And, you know, I'm not a person who's real big on formalities or real big on doing all the, you know, celebrating in all the ways that everybody else celebrates, you know, birthday parties. I don't organize my own birthday parties. You know, I don't like to just put myself out there to be celebrated for people and whatever. And so, you know, honestly, like when it came to this graduation, I wasn't going to pursue walking because, you know, and I'll get a little bit more details of the whole all the circumstances, but I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't too worried about it. But then, of course, talking with family and Olivia and friends, they were just so insistent on doing this because this will be, to the date, one of the biggest accomplishments of my life. But there's been some issues, some trials I've ran into. I finished this semester at the end of this week on Sunday. I have a week off of school, and then I start back for 7 more weeks and 2 more classes. Now, most colleges will let you walk and then finish your 2 classes that you have left. I had inquired about this situation, if this was true. I didn't inquire as formally as I needed to. I didn't go through the correct avenues, per se. And there was a formal formal process here that I wasn't necessarily aware of. So push come to shove, a couple weeks ago, it's crunch time. We start. We're on this about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. We started really trying to figure things out. About 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, I was informed that I would not be allowed to walk. This was detrimental. This was so hard to hear because, you know, I felt like if I finished in June and couldn't walk until December, it wouldn't even be worth it at that point. And so I was really just, my heart was set on doing this so that it would really be, and I don't mean to be dramatic, but me walking across that stage would be a huge honor, not just for myself, but to my family and my friends who have supported me throughout this entire process. And it probably means more to my family and friends than it does me. And I'm okay with that because they're the reason why I made it through it. And so, you know, I came to this realization. I set my heart to graduating and I found out that I couldn't. And through different experiences and different conversations, different people reaching out to me and showing me grace and understanding and mercy, the Lord's favor coming to fruition and working in my life, I made contact with just the right people in leadership at Point University, and almost a week ago, I was informed that I am being allowed to walk at the beginning of May, and this is just so huge for me. I'm so excited, but it showed me something. There was a moment last Sunday. There was a moment this past Sunday, not Easter, but the week before that, where I was informed and given information that I was not going to be allowed to graduate. And so from that evening on until Wednesday morning, there was just this panic and there was just this fear it wasn't going to work out. And I just felt the Lord challenge me. And this is something important for us, for me, to hear, for you to hear, if you're a part of the church, if you're not a part, if you participate in church, you know what I'm saying? Like if you just attend or if you don't attend, if you work in a church, if you don't work in a church, whatever, wherever you are in life, there, I want to challenge you with the same challenge that I face, and that is, what is the point of panic? I think there's a big difference in panic and making quick, mature decisions. And a lot of times we get that confused. If you believe in the Lord, if you have a relationship with the Lord, I think that's the best avenue that we could take, right? If you're faced with something, a situation, taking a step back, setting yourself aside, setting your own understanding aside, your own desires aside, your own expectations aside, and saying, God, what is your will for this situation? God, and I'm not asking you to show me what your will is in this very moment, but God, give me the peace to trust you. Give me the faith to believe in you. And let me be just content in this moment. I truly believe that if I wasn't allowed to graduate until May, the Lord would have had a plan and a purpose in it. He would have made it so much more sweeter. But I believe that it worked out in my favor because I stopped, and instead of panicking and rushing and trying to make, you know, because I could have very easily panicked and started calling all these people to make it, you know, work in my favor, but, you know, instead I took hold of opportunities that were in front of me, you know, communicated with the people who were available to me. You know, I had these feelings like I needed to drive up to this campus right now and figure it out and sit in somebody's office until I get it figured out. But I took some time and I handled it with patience and the Lord's will came to fruition in this moment. And so I just want to challenge you, wherever you are in life, whoever you are, whatever you're dealing with, I believe that if you take a moment, whether you believe in God or not, if you take a moment to just stop in this chaotic moment and you set panic aside and you set all this worry aside, I believe that it's going to work out to your best. And I believe that it would be even better if you were, you know, just for kicks and giggles, relied on God in these moments. I think it will really change your perspective in your life, and it, things will turn out better than you could have ever expected. And so I just want to challenge you all with that today. I want to kind of try something different today in conclusion of this episode. I want to ask you a question, and my hopes is that this question challenges you in a way that it makes you think, it makes you seek the Lord on this, it makes you ask people what you think, what they think, and maybe help you formulate your own opinion. And I just want to challenge you all, and I want to hear your feedback. And I'll readdress this question next week. In youth ministry, I'm dealing with students who are dealing with sin. There's things that I don't care what background you come from in life, you know, we all know that there's just some things that aren't right. And there's two particular students that come to my mind that I've been not baffled, but really pondering over. Three, really. And they all come from different backgrounds. Well, you know, one's a broken family. One's an alien family, per se, like where they're in parents that aren't theirs. And one, you know, it's a, maybe that wasn't the right terminology, but then there's another student whose parents are, you know, one is a biological parent, one's a step parent, and others are adoptive parents, and there's sin in their life that that is they're choosing to participate in. And my question, and something that I've been challenged by recently, is what has led them to this time in their life where they're choosing to participate in the sin that they know is wrong? What is it in their background? What is it in their past that is leading them to make this decision? And you know, I've got my own answers, but I want to hear what you all have to say. And what is it that I could say to them? What is it that I could do with them and for them that would help lead them in a better direction? So I want to hear your thoughts. If my email will be in the description below. If you would, send me those thoughts. We'll readdress this question at the end of episode 20, and we'll really dive deep into this question and this topic a little bit more. But listen, I love you all. Thanks for listening in again. Thank you for sharing this episode. Thank you for sharing with me your opinions and your thoughts. I love you all so much, and I can't wait to be back with you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Outside In. We hope that you'll continue along this journey with us by hitting the subscribe button and looking out for future episodes. If you have any thoughts or would like to share your perspective on these topics from today, please share them with us by emailing Dakota@north-highland.org.